You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From what's happening in the market as the festive season has begun, to the latest on Zee and Invesco's tussle, to how the Big Bull made over 260 crore rupees in a month. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First up, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 7th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Sensex ended on a higher note today, soaring close to 500 points at close, whereas Nifty reclaimed the 17,750 mark. In an update on Zee and Invesco Rift, the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has reserved its order on Zee's plea. Reliance Retail, on the other hand, has decided to launch 7-Eleven stores in India. I'll also tell you about a tech stock with which Rakesh Jhunjhunwala made 265 crore rupees in a month. Meanwhile, fuel rates have again surged to record high levels. I'll shortly share with you the prices in your city. On the health front, WHO has officially defined long COVID as a post-COVID condition. I'll also share with you the Forbes Rich India list of 2021. Guess who is at the top spot? First up, let's take a look at the market. The Indian equities closed higher today ahead of the Reserve Bank's monetary policy meeting decision on October 8th, that is tomorrow. The benchmarks rebounded amid positive global cues and strong quarterly updates from companies. The 30-script Sensex closed 488 points higher at 59,670, while the Nifty 50 index surged 144 points to end at 17,790. Meanwhile, jewelry stocks surged on the momentum created by Titan and Kalyan Jewelers as the investors remain optimistic about strong festive demand ahead. The Titan Company shares surged as much as 11% to a 52-week high of 2,378 rupees on the BSE. Other jewelry stocks also jumped thanks to the momentum created by Titan. Kalyan Jewelers surged almost 13% after the company reported 60% growth in revenue from its India operations. Now, let me tell you which stock the Big Bull placed his bet on that earned him 265 crore in a month. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala backed gaming and sports media platform Nazara Technologies shares have given a return of 44% in the past 1 month alone, which has made the ace investor wealthier by 265 crore. The Nazara Tech stock made its debut on Dalal Street in late March. In its journey of a little more than 6 months, the stock has since grown 66% in value. Meanwhile, the 7-Eleven empire is all set to come to India. Reliance Retail Ventures Limited has announced that it has entered into a master franchisee agreement with 7-Eleven to run convenience stores in India. The first 7-Eleven store will open on October 9th in Mumbai's Andheri East. The development comes just 2 days after Kishore Biyani-led Future Group firm Future Retail said that it has terminated its franchisee agreement with a US-based convenience stores operator brand 7-Eleven to operate the stores. Moving on to the Zee and Invesco tussle, which has now reached the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal. The tribunal has reserved its order on a plea filed by Zee seeking more time to file a reply over the requisition of its shareholders Invesco and OFI Global China Fund to convene an extraordinary general meeting. During the hearing today, Zee told the tribunal that the National Company Law Tribunal, that is NCLT, has allowed it only 36 hours to file a reply, but it's not a simple matter that can be disposed of in this fashion. Invesco, on the other hand, claimed that Zee can find time to file suits but not to file a reply. This comment was in reference to Zee's plea that it has filed with the Bombay High Court to declare Invesco's notice as invalid. Next up is a look at fuel rates that have surged to record high levels. Petrol price was hiked by 29 to 30 paise a litre, whereas diesel was hiked by 35 to 38 paise. This has sent the petrol price in Delhi to the highest ever level of 103.24 rupees a litre and to 109.25 a litre in Mumbai. Diesel rates too have touched a record high of 91.77 rupees a litre in Delhi and 99.55 rupees in Mumbai. In the last 1 week, petrol prices have increased up to 1.6 rupees, whereas diesel prices have gone up by up to rupees 2 per litre. On the health front, long COVID now has a formal definition. The World Health Organization published a definition of long COVID for the first time on October 6th, seeking to provide much needed clarity on one of the most mysterious aspects of the COVID pandemic. It has been defined as a post-COVID condition that occurs in individuals with a history of probable or confirmed SARS-CoV-2 infection. Usually 3 months from the onset of COVID with symptoms that last for at least 2 months and cannot be explained by an alternative diagnosis. According to WHO estimates, 10 to 20% of COVID patients experienced lingering symptoms for months following the infection. These prolonged symptoms can include persistent fatigue, breathlessness, brain fog, and depression. Now, let me tell you who has topped the Forbes Rich India List 2021. Well, it's not so difficult to guess. For the 14th consecutive year, Reliance Industries CMD Mukesh Ambani has emerged as the wealthiest Indian, with his net worth swelling to $92.7 billion. Gautam Adani was at the second position with his net worth of $74.8 billion, followed by Shiv Nadar, the founder of software giant HCL Technologies, whose wealth has surged to $31 billion. Next in line was Radhakishan Damani, who saw his net worth nearly double to $29.4 billion. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. For more updates, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.